kept in town, or did everybody go fishing for the long three-day weekend? KB6RRX.
KB6RRX, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. I don't know what folks are doing. It's hard to tell this weekend. Maybe they've already run up to Shelby for the ham fest.
Yeah, tomorrow is Sunday, but Sunday I don't think they'll have much left. I believe your name is Tom, is it? Maybe I got you right. Anyway, are you going to plan on going up there?
See, the name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. And I was originally planning to go, but a couple of things have come up, and I don't know. It's going to be an iffy thing when tomorrow. I'll have to find out what tomorrow brings when I get up and get moving. I've got a couple of things going on tonight. Just depends on when I get to bed as to whether I want to try to make that trip up there tomorrow and get into that crowd, but I'll have to see.
I don't really think there'll be that big of a crowd. I know it's been a couple of years since I was up there, and it's got a nice rolling hills over the boneyard and all. A lot of fun getting around. And I'm still using some of the stuff that I bought several years ago from up there, so they had some good deals on it. If I went up there, I'd just load my truck up with a bunch of HF radios and unload those things. Sit out in the parking lot. For sale, for sale, for sale. You know, that sort of thing. Okay, Rusty, yeah, we got your name now. Put you two and two together. Yeah, name here is Doug, KB6RRX.
No problem. Now, Tom is the N0TR guy. He's the one that sounds like an old cranky buzzard, but, you know. But that's just Tom. So, anyway, and all well, good to hear you. Like I said, I'm not sure what I'm going to do tomorrow. It's all up in the air, and it just depends upon a couple of things that occur tonight and everything going on. So I'll just have to see how late I end up in bed tonight and how early I get up in the morning as to whether I feel like trooping up the road. So anyway, well, let me slide over. I got it. The South Carolina single sideband net is getting ready to start, and I need to check in there and see if there's any traffic coming my way. So you have a good rest of the evening, and we'll catch you later. And talk to you after a while. W2T, clear on your final.
Yep, 73. My wife's shopping, so I've got the best time for radio work. So when she comes out, I turn it off. Have a good evening. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. KB6RRX, clear.
Hello, Oscar 4. Juliet Victor, looking for a signal report.
Oscar 4, question mark, Kilo. A little scratchy, but hey, you're good enough for FM. KB6RRX, and my name is Doug. Over.
Doug, the call sign on this end is Kilo Oscar 4. Sierra, Juliet, Victor, over.
Or Sierra. Juliet, Victor. There we go. Okay, we got it. And your name? Every ham needs those three things and location. I'm over here on 25, sitting in front of Ingles grocery store here. So I'm mobile at rest here, okay? And name is Doug.
304-SJV, my name is Adam, and QTH at the current moment is talking on the Andy Talkie, and we are just north of Walhalla.
Just north of Walmart on 25, is that what up the Saluda Dam Road? Is that across the street from Aldi? Is that where you might be? Over.
Actually, this town is Walhalla in Oconee County.
Kind of like Walmart. Okay. Okay, well, I don't recall where that's at. I've probably been through there, but I don't recall where it's at. So I don't know where you are. So, yeah, you're making it, but yeah, typical handheld. So I'd have to have your name repeated again. Slowly, clearly, it was the bacon frying in the background along with your audio, it it makes it a little bit difficult there, okay?
My name is Adam, Alpha Delta Alpha Mike, and Walhalla is basically about as far west as you can go and still be in the state of South Carolina.
Walhalla, okay, yeah, I don't think I've been through there unless that's the first road this side of, like Hartwell there, coming across from Georgia. I've been up in that way. I think we went that here on the motorcycle a while back to Sensen Grass Mountain. Up there's a little observation place up there. Is that about where Walhalla is there? Over.
Twice. Bernice has been twice. And I've been once.
out in Washington. In some place I saw that moving wall, and I can't remember where it was at. But it's a nice thing.
Continue
1/2 mile. So, how's your day been going? We've been working our tails off.
I was off today, so be honest, I've been kind of lazy. Been just tinkering a little bit and resting.
I heard you talking to Jerry earlier. This GPS was talking to me. It'll probably interrupt again here in a second. And then it said Trish. Well, I heard you talking to Jerry this morning, and I had the radio on out in the carport. I had a job that was going to take about, maybe an hour, putting up a solar light, a security light, and just a little, it was just an additional light. I got one with a camera out there. But this other solar light that I'd removed out by the chicken pen was kerplunk. And so I just decided that I'd put it up there, and that 1 hour job turned into about a 3 or 4 hour job, you know. The mount didn't suit me, and I had to drill and tap a hole. And that square tubing they made that carport out of is hard.
I imagine it is. Got to have a good sharp drill bit or self-tapping screw to get into that stuff.
The taps and the dies and all that stuff. But I wanted to use my little portable drill. Well, my right shoulder's had the rotator cup. I wish that thing had shut up now. Anyways, the rotator cuff was torn and the labrum was torn in a fall and on the black ice. And so it tires out pretty quick if I gotta work overhead. And the left foot with the screws in it was about an 8 or a 9. So finally went inside, Bernice rubbing some of this painkiller salve on it. And seemed like it helped some. But I got it done. I can't stand on a ladder over about 10, 15 minutes. But we got it done. And Bernice, she was baking. And what else was you doing, Mom? Oh, she made stew. Then my good buddy Chad come by, and he had an old dead chicken that he had roasted. He smoked it. Oh, boy, that was some good stuff. So we had that for lunch.
Good visit and good vittles.
Well, I'll tell you, it was nice to see Chan, too. So, anyways, you don't know it, but we're heading back over that way. Bernice made, what do you call that, Bernice?
Well, it was a peach cream dessert.
And what's the topping made out of?
The topping is cream cheese and Cool Whip.
This is about the only word I can come up with.
To make me a French apple pie. But she had some peaches she needed to use. And so I just had to accept this. And I only give her 2 demerits.
Or 2.5.
Oh, boy, it's good. I'm telling you, it's delicious. And it's only 5 miles over here. I don't even know if he's home or not. I hope he is. We just wanted to get out, and it's been a long day. I'm tired, and Bernice is tired, and it's beautiful out in here. It really is. I don't know if you've been up this way. I know you have. It's really pretty out here.
Dad's got a nice home. I like the style and architecture of it, and he's done a good job on it. He's got something to be proud of.
He put in the hardwood floors, and I wouldn't have a clue how to do that. And I saw we had them put in our house. It had carpets from 1989, so we put hardwood in. And there's quite a bit to that.
They just don't lay down by themselves, and you got to cut them and stagger them and nail them just right. There's a lot of measuring and cutting that goes on with it, and that's something I'm not good at all.
Yes, I can't even do a piece of molding and make the corners meet. I had guys show me before, but my mechanical abilities are down there about a level 1 on a scale of 10. But I like the electrical things, and I enjoy that, and I can do things other people can't, but I can't do that. Just never have been a great mechanic. I can drill and tap holes and do things of that nature. I was around the machine shop for so many years, I had to learn a few things there. But those guys, most of the stuff they did was great big stuff. And the stuff I do is like 6/32 through about, 3/8 of an inch, you know.
That's about the right size for drilling and tapping stuff. Get much bigger than that, it's hard to pull off unless you got some bigger equipment and specialized tools and got that skill set to go with it.
Those taps, I know they were 4-inch, and I think on that 6-foot arm Carlton drill press, I was thinking they did 8-inch drill and tap, and they did a lot of stuff in Inconel, which is real hard, and it just eat the tooling and just chew it up. They did some massive things because we made large kilns and things like that. But it was always fascinating to me. And then hold those tolerances under a thousandth of an inch. You know, well, some of it was 3/1000ths. But on other machines, it was in tenths, you know. That's down there about frog hair size, Bill.
Yeah, getting in those kind of tolerances, and there's not much room for error. Experience is the only thing that lets you pull that off.
They pulled some good ones on me at times. We had this one machine in it. It wouldn't position and give a green light unless it was in 0.2 of a thousandth. And it was two axis, or three axis. And the guy changed the oil in it one evening, and the next day we come in and nothing would position. And he just put the wrong viscosity oil in the dang thing. And it took a while to figure that one out.
I would, I've never thought about oil changing the ability on it to do it, but it makes sense with the way those machines move and different things articulate, and I could see how that could happen, but it would have been tough to diagnose.
Some were 150 inches a minute, some of them were 400 inches a minute, and getting stopped within those kind of tolerances was a booger. Well, what have you got to do down there tonight at the memorial, Bill?
Sit there and look important, I reckon. Shine a flashlight. They're going to have it lit up. They got lights and generators, those pod lights. On it, and we set up on the hill and just sort of watch it. It closes at 9, so after 9 o'clock, there shouldn't be anybody down there, and we'll be able to see with the lights. And if we see somebody, go see what they're doing.
Pay him a visit with Mr. Government 45 ACP.
Along those lines. I won't be alone.
I'll give you an attaboy, Bill. Well, I wish I could come down there and visit with you tonight while he's on watch, but I'm just too tired. And we had some chemicals that were delivered today on a big flatbed truck, and the daughter ordered hers and ours for the yard, and about 300 or 400 pounds. And anyways, they set those in the driveway, and I don't know, it's just been a busy day all the way around. They're at a football game tonight, but I wasn't going out there and take a chance on that. I will later, but they had no streaming of the ball game tonight, so I'll watch for the highlights on the news. Well, here's Chad, and he's got some kind of antenna out here. Here he comes. Bill, I'll let you go. Oh, we made it here to this place out in the boondocks. See you later. This is NGRLTR73.
73 is Bernice. Y'all have a great evening. Enjoy your visit, and we'll catch you down the line. And 4WHM clear.
But
fine as muscadine wine. How are you?
He's doing fine, but I gotta go, Bill. You have a good night, buddy. And 0 TR.
Yo, mobile.